Did you know that when you constantly criticize yourself, your brain doesn't know the difference between an external threat and your own thoughts? It reacts to your inner critic the exact same way it would react to a physical attacker, which is by dumping stress hormones into your body and just screaming at you that you are in danger. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, I really highly recommend you going back because I do kind of lay the groundwork for shame, and I talked about self-criticism and a few other things that would also help going into this episode. But either way, listen to this one, listen to the other one, but I do think they both need to be listened to together at some point to kind of get the full picture. But we talked about the shame. We talked about that deep feeling of not good enough and survival patterns. So today, I'm going to take it one step further and talk about how not addressing the shame, the harshness we have toward ourselves, and our survival patterns can lead to and fuel anxiety. It's safe to say that anxiety is often fueled by worry and fear, which again is the brain's alarm system that can stem from negative thought patterns, the physical stress response. And so it's important that we understand where is this coming from, especially when it comes to negative thought patterns that we have towards ourselves and our identity. Before we dive in though to this episode, I just want to say this, that if you're exhausted from feeling like you're fighting your own mind every single day, if you're tired of overthinking, being hard on yourself, and wondering why you can't seem to break free, it's why I created my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. It's a step-by-step roadmap to just help you understand what's really keeping you stuck so that you can really get out of surviving and start experiencing the freedom that God has for you. Wherever you're listening to this episode, click on the title of this episode. And when you do that, it will bring up the actual episode and you can scroll down to where my show notes are and you can see the link there to get started. I truly believe that when we name something for what it is, then it allows us to heal and identify the true root. You know, many of my coaching clients think that they are experiencing just deep guilt. Like they are constantly doing something wrong in their life with the people they love, their friendships. They just feel like it's guilt because they're just doing something wrong. And that's where when I am with them one-on-one, we actually get to the root of their long-lived survival patterns. And of course, it takes us time and sometimes recognizing what are those patterns. But, you know, I always tell my clients it's one step at a time, it's one choice at a time, one thought at a time, because it took me a long time to name what I was feeling, and that what I was feeling was shame. It makes sense because anytime I would teach about shame or do a podcast episode on shame, it just didn't seem like it was connecting, or it would be an episode that was not really listened to. And now that I've gone through this process myself, I can understand why, because you don't really wake up and go, I have shame today. You might say, I have guilt, or I feel bad, or I don't feel good enough, but we don't really name it as shame. Like, how often do you hear people talking about shame? And it's kind of like when I talk about forgiveness, a lot of people don't want to go there, right? It's that really personal to them of what they think forgiveness is. And I have written biblical studies on, you know, stress and anxiety and forgiveness, and you can purchase them on my website or on Amazon. But forgiveness will be one of the least bought Bible studies, biblical studies, which I was so surprised because it's often a topic that so many women I talk to about, but I've learned that's a deep, sensitive spot. So if I bring it back to shame, shame is deep. For me, I could easily identify my pride, the moments that I wanted to like take up space in the room and say, I belong here. You know, the moments that I would get angry to defend myself because I wanted them to know what I was talking about. I can remember early, like young. I started my first business when I was 21 and I'll be 39 this year. So I've been in business for myself for a long time. And when I was younger, you know, 21, I just wanted to be like, not known in the sense of like, oh, famous, but like, I wanted people to know I'm not just a kid, even though I was still kind of a baby learning my way. But I wanted to just keep pressing in and taking up space because that was my survival pattern. It was to show others that I was worth their time and attention and that I had worth it all in so many words. Because the deep sense that I felt that it was so hard to even identify was I wasn't enough. And that's what I felt like people kept saying. But I didn't want to deal with that piece of me. That was too hard. I couldn't name it. But now, going to be 39 this year at the time of this recording, realizing, oh, wow, okay, this is the deep sense of shame. So in last week's episode, I kind of took you through the process and I'm going to kind of take you through that process again. I'm going to list it out first and I added a few others. So the root is shame. And as of course, I always want to say, I'm not going to speak in absolutes here because I understand different things, different lives. Like, so I never speak in absolutes right here, unless if it is an absolute, like Bible truth, things like that. But when it comes to feelings and words, like things can come from different places, but the root is shame. So this is this core belief, this painful belief that you are inherently flawed, broken, or not enough. And the reality, again, to recognize is that apart from Christ, we're not enough, which is why we needed Jesus. But our belief, if we're just talking about the belief that we see about ourselves, even in light of the Lord, it's hard for us to see that we have any value even in his eyes. And again, I talked about Galatians 5 in part one about the spirit and the flesh, because the second thing that happens is the defense, which is the survival patterns. So we adopt these intense behaviors like perfectionism, people pleasing, this independence, like I have to do this or nobody else is going to get it done, to kind of hide these flaws that we think that we have. And then the weapon comes out, which is self-criticism. So we beat ourselves up, or I guess we could say that we even beat ourselves to the punch by criticizing ourselves before anyone else can judge us. So we will be hard on ourselves and we think it's self-encouragement, but it's not. Then what comes is the fortress. So we could consider this as the self-protection. We isolate, we overthink, we avoid risk to keep ourselves from basically feeling anything that's hard, like rejection. And the result from this is that, and can be, anxiety. Living in this constant state, this constant battle that keeps our nervous system permanently flooded with stress hormones. But the good news and the last thing that can happen is the invitation. And Jesus says you don't have to earn what I've already given you. So again, we see shame, we see survival pattern, we see self-criticism, then self-protection, which then leads to anxiety, this need to control, this need to worry about everything. What are people thinking about me? I need to control this so it, you know, doesn't get out of control, meaning I don't get hurt here. I need to make sure this person knows this. And you can see it in every area of your life if you really think about it. But the next time that critical voice comes in to self-protect and it says, you're failing or you're never change or you're not good enough, I want you to just pause and simply ask, who told me that? Who told me that? Who told me that I was failing? Who told me that I will never change? Who told me that I'm not enough? Was it God? Was it somebody from my past? Was it shame? Is this a survival strategy that's been speaking and alive and well in my body for years? Because you've just heard that voice for a long time. And just because you've heard that voice doesn't mean it has to continue to define you. So we need to start asking ourselves, like, who told me that? So whatever pattern you're in right now, the thing that you're feeling, the keep going, the you're lazy, the whatever that is, who is telling you that? Because you can't stop a critical thought from popping into your head. We just can't. But you can choose how to process and deal with it and not believe it. Because that can instantly detach your identity from the criticism. It forces your brain to realize that the harsh voice is just an old defense mechanism, but it's not the absolute truth, which is God's truth. It breaks this anxiety loop, even for a split second, and engages a little bit more logic to say, wait, did anybody tell me this? Did somebody tell me this? What, when I'm saying these harsh things about myself, what is really speaking? Who told me that? Perfectionism, people pleasing, that constant overthinking, it's not a personality flaw. God designed our bodies in such a way. He designed our defense mechanism. I was just talking about this in a one-on-one coaching session with a client of how God designed our defense mechanism, our nervous system to protect us and to keep us alive, but he never meant for us to live from that place of protection. He is supposed to be that place of protection, not ourselves. And when we realize that this isn't like a personality flaw, it can allow us to move from self-protection and self-blame into this position with the Lord that says, God, you designed my body and it's just trying to keep me safe. And this strategy is exhausting me. And it gives us this open hand to say, Lord, I don't want to keep practicing myself being the protector. Your survival patterns are serving a purpose right now, but they might not be serving the purpose for the present to keep you actually alive, meaning they have kept you alive, but they're keeping you from living. You don't have to do it anymore. You don't have to continue to live in these patterns. Whether we do it together one-on-one or in my course, it's not about fixing you, but about helping your nervous system and teaching you that your nervous system is finally safe to step down. And maybe today you've realized you've spent years believing the problem was anxiety or perfectionism or overthinking or being hard on yourself. But what if those were never the root? What if they were simply the fruit? Because I'm huge on root and fruit. The Lord is always talking to me through trees, and I always love those patches of scripture in the Gospels. But fruit will always tell us something about the root. And when we spend all of our energy pulling off fruit without tending to the root, it can just keep growing back. And that's why we can't just be like, stop overthinking and be kind to yourself. It doesn't create the change. Shame will always whisper, you're not enough. And until we get to that root, it's always going to produce the fruit of other things. And your survival pattern will still work overtime to protect you from ever feeling that feeling again, which is you're not good enough. So here's the good news though. I love this scripture, Psalm 34, 5 in the NIV. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. God never asks you to heal by becoming harder on yourself. He invites you to bring your shame into the light, his light, where it no longer gets to define you. And let me be clear. Healing isn't pretending the critical voice isn't there. Healing is learning to recognize it for what it is. An old survival strategy that once tried to protect you, but no longer gets to tell you who you are. Ask yourself, who told you that? Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.